The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Today was Arba'in, it passes. Some have said it was around these days that the caravan of Karbala arrives in Medina. And so let's take our hearts back to Medina where it all began, when the screams of Bibi Fatima were being heard. And now there will be other voices you will hear. You will hear the voices of Zainab when she returns to Medina. It says that Bashir bin Jadlam, he says that Ali ibn al-Husayn stopped the caravan near Medina. They're returning. And he erected the tents before entering Medina. You see, brothers and sisters, he's making a scene already. He's making a big deal already. And he says to me, O Bashir, your father, may Allah have mercy on him, was a poet. Are you also able to recite poetry? I said, yes, O son of the Holy Prophet, I am a poet. The Imam, he says, go to Medina and announce the martyrdom of Aba Abdullah. Bashir says, I rode a horse and rushed to enter Medina. When I reached the mosque of the Holy Prophet, I raised my weeping voice and recited that, O people of Medina, Ya Ahla Yathrib la muqama biha lakum. قتل الحسين فدمعي مدرار. O people of Medina, Medina is no longer your place and abode. Hussein has been killed, so weep. If Medina was special, it's because there was one person left, and that was Hussein. So Hussein has been killed, so weep. His bleeding body was left in Karbala, and his holy head was moved on a spear from place to place. Thereafter I said, this is Ali ibn al-Hussein outside of Medina, who's come near with his aunts and sisters. Don't expect Abbas or Ali Akbar anymore. But he's here with his sisters and aunts. I am his messenger informing you of their arrival. It is said that all the ladies and veiled women came out with unveiled faces. They scratched their faces, slapped their cheeks. They wept loudly in mourning after the death of the Holy Prophet. It was not seen so much weeping and mourning of men and women in the Muslim society. This is the first time happening after the Holy Prophet. People left me, Bashir says. They didn't ask me anything else. They left me and rushed to the outskirts of Medina. I rode my horse after them to reach them. I saw that people had jammed the road and surroundings. So I dismounted. I made my way to Ali ibn al-Hussein. Brothers and sisters, let's see what state Imam Sajjad is in now. It says Imam Sajjad was still in the tent. And he comes out with a handkerchief in hand, wiping his tears. A servant holding a chair behind him puts the chair down. He sits. He was not able to prevent tears rolling down from his eyes. The voice of weeping of men and women filled the whole atmosphere. It's like that place, that piece of earth had become a place of mourning only. So Imam Sajjad wants to speak now. It says that he says, O people, praises for Allah, we have been affected by great hardship and a split in Islam. They have martyred Abu Abdullah alayhi salam and his household and companions. They imprisoned, this is him reciting Masa'ib. They imprisoned his wives and daughters. They have carried his holy head on a spear from place to place. And so this is a calamity unparalleled. O people, now who among you can ever be joyful after this? Or who is able to stop tears rolling from the eye? And who will be stingy in weeping? O people, we were expelled, scattered, and driven off away from cities and villages as if we were slaves. And all this happened to us without any fault or mistake or any harm to Islam on our part. We have not heard such a thing in our predecessors. Imam Sajjad, they say, eventually enters Medina. Everyone is weeping. A city of good and bad memories. A city of Bibi Fatima. A city of her knocking on the doors, begging almost. It's as if she's saying that I can see 50 years from now, Hussein in Karbala, what's going to happen? Don't let this happen. They didn't listen. Good memories of a little Hassan and Hussein in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's move on to Lady Zainab though. It says that she went to the Masjid of the Prophet. She held both sides of the entrance door and called out, Ya Jaddah, inni na'iyatun ilayka akhi al-Husayn. I bring you the bad news of my Hussein. The older daughter of Imam Hussein, it says that she called out to her grandfather, Oh grandfather, I complain to you what befell us. By Allah, I have not seen anyone more cold-hearted and harsher than Yazid. He was using the stick in his hand to hit the teeth of my father and would say, How do the strikes feel, O Hussein? This caravan left, brothers and sisters, it left Medina for Karbala with shining stars. It returned without those stars. People can figure it out. Abbas on the battlefield, Ali Akbar on the battlefield, Qasim on the battlefield. Where is that six-month-old though that we were talking about before? Oh, people of Medina, even that was a soldier for Imam Hussein. He tried his best too. He tried to penetrate the hearts of the enemy. It was working, but the arrow didn't let him finish his job. But I want to talk one last thing, and that is the meeting of Zainab and Ummul Baneen. Ummul Baneen, they say that she met next to the grave of the Holy Prophet. She met Bibi Zainab. Where are my sons? Your sons were killed. Where's Hussein? Hussein was killed, they say, upon hearing about the death of Hussein. She raised her two hands and struck herself in the head. Do that for your sons. Why do you do that for Hussein? Everything for Hussein, she says. And so she would go to the Baqiyah after that, they say, from that day on, reciting poetry, La tad'awinni wayki umma al-baneen, tudhakirini bil-youth al-arini. Woe unto you, do not call me Ummul Baneen anymore, for you remind me of the lions of my thicket. I raised them. I used to have sons I would be called by. Ummul Baneen means mother of the sons. But today I no longer have any sons. Four sons like falcons of the mountains who met death with their necks veins been being cut, the spears piercing them from all sides, which brought all of them down to the ground. She's reciting this poetry when she goes to Baqiyah. But she ends with this, I wish I could know, is it true that they say my Abbas's right arm was severed? Someone tell Bibi Ummul Baneen, Bibi, it wasn't one arm, it was two arms. He tried his best on his horse coming back from that water. Coming back, they struck his first arm, it's off. The second one, it's okay. Abbas, his life is in the water sack. The water is the blood of his heart. As he's making his way back to the tents, the arrow sits on this water sack. What does Abbas do? No arms to fight, no water sack to look in the eyes of Bibi Sakina. Someone help him. The iron rod, they say, comes down on the head of Abbas. No arms to break the fall. Face first with an arrow in his eye onto the hot sands of Karbala. Abbas didn't just lose one arm, he lost everything. Let's not talk about why his grave is smaller than the rest. They mutilated his body. Don't tell Ummul Baneen what happened to her son, the moon of Banu Hashim.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart.
the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.